Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing the previous shir. We presented numerous kashas on the sugya on Sotan, the Mem Dalet, about the question of Mulchemes Mitzvah and Mulchemes Rishutz and the definitions. We saw the differences between the Rambam and Rashi as to what is the definition of a Mulchemes Mitzvah. Rambam Azayin Mulchemes Amalek and Shiva Amamin, Rashi only the words of Yehoshua to capture Eretz Israel. We see everyone agrees that Mulchemes based up at the Ravach is a Rishutz. We ask what's Pshat in a Rishus, it's Matir Chil Shabbos, and people are dying, and what's Pshat in Rishus, and why does the Gemara say Kari La Rishus, and this is called a Rishus, and this is called a Mulchemes Mitzvah. So that's the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. It's not only a matter of calling, they have a fundamental difference between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. According to Rabbi Yehuda, a preemptive strike is Mamash a Mitzvah, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Mamash a Rishus. So why does it say it's only called that? And we saw the Rambam in the Yad, where he paskins that also protecting ourselves against the Goyim, Mulchemes Ezes Yisrael Miyad Atzar is also included in the category of Mulchemes Mitzvah. And that's a quick summary of the various issues we discussed last time. So now we will continue. So in order to explain this, we have to first present a distinction that we find in the Rishonim with respect to the Mitzvah Yachidah, Mitzvah Tzitzis. The Rambam says in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the end of his Essen, "Ukshistagu kael al mitzvah shakadim zichrom ato timsei mitzvah shem chov al tzibur lo lochol yishvish kama binyan beis habechira v'komitz melech v'chorz hazara shel amolek u'mehem mitzvah chova lishachat." Some mitzvahs are mitzvot tziburiyot, they're for the community, and not for every individual, like building the Beis HaMikdash, establishing a king, destroying the Zerub HaMalek, and there are other mitzvahs that are a chova for every individual, and so too in the Sefer HaChinuch, v'zol min ha-mitzvot she'einan mutalot al ha-yachid, kimal tzibur kol, there are certain mitzvahs that are on the yachid and not on the tzibur. And there are certain mitzvahs that are in the tzibur and not in the yachid. So with this distinction, there's a machlokas rishonim to get various mitzvahs, if we should view them as mitzvahs ha-yachid or mitzvahs ha-tzibur. So it would seem that there's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban with respect to the mitzvah of kibush Eretz Yisrael v'hashmodas Zayin Amimin. It would seem that according to the Ramban, mitzvahs kibush ha'aretz, in order to dwell in Eretz Yisrael, is a mitzvah on the yachid. Azoy zok the Ramban in his hasagas on the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvah Esen Dalet, aval ha'aretz lo naniach biyadam velo biyad zulatam min haumot bidor min hadorot. We're not going to allow to leave Eretz Yisrael in the hands of the Goyim for all the generations, and every yachid is mechuyev in this, like the Ramban says. Vazoy is nishken mitzvah muteles al tzibur, because it's then it's not called ish v'ish. But the Ramban seems to be holding that this mitzvah is on every individual. So since the Ramban holds on every individual, it's not a mitzvah tzibur. So everybody has a mitzvah. You see a guy who's landing in Eretz Yisrael. You go to him, you say to him, Ahmad, you say to him, whatever his name is, can I buy your house? And that's it. And you send him to Jordan and he's gone. With respect to the seven nations, it would seem that there's only a mitzvah because they're fighting against us. The Ramban says, "She'anu nitztavenu la'arag umos ha'hem b'milchamam im b'hilachmam imanu." So because they're fighting against us, there's a din to destroy them. But if they leave Eretz Yisrael, even if they didn't, weren't nichna to us, they didn't lower themselves to us, subordinate themselves to us, even if it's not b'derech kniya, there's no bechiyav to destroy them. They want to leave on their own, let them leave on their own. That's the Zayin Amimin. The Hagdara of Kibush Yachad and Kibush Rabim is explained in the Ramban in his Perish to Dvarim, Yad Aleph Chof Dalet, like Tosfos. What does the Ramban hold like Tosfos? What's Pshat in Kibush Yachad and Kibush Rabim? When we can Yatzla, Rasaini, Amachlokas, Besuria, Shakar Nos, Kibush Yachad. Capturing Syria is a Kibush Yachad, Vatam. Kiderech David kavash osa beratz nafsha shel shalber mitumim belo nimlach besanhedrin when pnei shel nasa kibush hu kemitzas torah amr miktasam lo shmei kibush. The reason is because David captured it, Baratzo Nafsho, he didn't ask the Urim V'Tumim. He wasn't Imlech B'Sanhedrin. He didn't ask the Urim V'Tumim. And he didn't take counsel with the Sanhedrin. And therefore, since it wasn't done, it was Baratzo Nafsho, was not the Urim V'Tumim of the Sanhedrin, it's called, according to certain opinions, Lo Shmei Kibush. So what's Pshat Kibush Yachid? Lo Al Das Torah. It's a personal initiative of David HaMelech. But if we're capturing the gvulos that the Torah gave us, so even a kibush yachid would not be called a kibush yachid, it would be called a kibush rabim. Why? Because here we're talking about Syria. Syria, if you're doing it without the Urim V'Tumim of the Sanhedrin, it's a kibush yachid and lo shmei kibush. But if you're captioning Eretz Yisrael proper, real Eretz Yisrael, the Torah tells us it's Eretz Yisrael, even though whatever we capture, if it's a proper kibush, has a din of Eretz Yisrael, kol mokom sher tidrach kafar aglechem. But when we're capturing Eretz Yisrael, there's no question. If we capture other places properly, it has a din of Eretz Yisrael. But if you're capturing Eretz Yisrael itself, then that would be considered a kibush rabim because you're doing that al pi Torah. So we hear from the Ramban that a mulchama is not the ikar in the kibush. It's fundamentally a mitzvah in every individual. We have to inherit the land of our forefathers. But if we can't do it, then we have to wage war. And that's why the Ramban says that a mulchama is kibush ha'aretz is on the yechidim. While for the seven nations, the mitzvah is only b'shas mulchama over derech mulchama. For the seven nations, the mitzvah is only mamash a war. That's a mitzvah tzibur. There's no mitzvah on the yechidim to destroy the seven nations. It has to be. It says she'anu nitzaveinu la'arog es umasahem behilach manimanu. We are commanded to kill those nations when they wage war against us. So it's mashma that the seven nations, the Zayin Amimin, that's a mulchemes. That's an altar mulchama. That's a mitzvah tziburit. So to capture Eretz Yisrael from the nations, not b'derech mulchama, not to allow any goyim in Eretz Yisrael. So that every yachid is mechuyivin. The Zayin Amimin, the mitzvah is b'derech mulchama. So the capturing of Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah on the Yachad. The destroying of the seven Amimin is a mitzvah on the Tzibur. From the Rambam, Kumto is Fakert, it would seem. That the mitzvah of Kibush of Eretz Yisrael is Dafka on the Rabbim. The mitzvah of Kibush Eretz Yisrael, not like the Ramban, according to the Rambam, is Dafka on the Rabbim. And a Yachid who does it is not mekayim the mitzvah unless he does it mikoch the rabbim, like the Rambam writes in Hilchos Trumas in Perek Aleph Halacha Beis Eretz Yisrael Amur B'chol Mokom Hi Ba'aretzel Shekibshan Melech Yisrael Anavi Midas Rov Yisrael V'zeu Anikor Kibush Rabbim Aval Yachad Yisrael Mishpach Oshevet Shehocho V'kov Shul Atzimam Mokom Afilu Min Ha'aretz Shenitna Lav Ram Eino Nikor Eretz Yisrael. How wondrous is that? Eretz Yisrael is what? The area is captured by the king and by the Navi, Midas Rav Yisrael, that's Kibush Rabim. In other words, the mitzvah of capturing Eretz Yisrael is only on the Rabim. But if an individual went and bought a plot of land in Eretz Yisrael, even if it's Eretz Yisrael proper, that's not called Eretz Yisrael. It has to be a proper Kibush. So according to the Rambam, mitzvahs kibush is not a mitzvah yachid. It's on the klal kula. And if a yachid does it al das atzmo, so he's not included in kibush. Only if he does it al das rabim. The Ramban holds not like that. The Ramban holds kibush is a mitzvah on the yachid. In contrast, benogea to the seven nations, the Rambam says, the kol shehilchas melachim perakei alochad al rekol shebal yodar echem and below a rogo ever beloisa say. So the Rambam sees it as a chovas yachid. If one of the sheva amen comes liyad of lo rogo, he's over to los and say it's a chovas yachid. It doesn't say where it is, or even chutz laretz. Unless they were nichna beforehand, like the girgashi. So if they go away or they're machnia themselves, it's a different story. But if they're not, then the mitzvah riga is afilu akol yachid v'yachid. According to this, it emerges then that kiva she'aretz al yedei Yehoshua, that also involved the hashmadah zayin amimin, had two mitzvahs, mitzvahs ha'yachid and mitzvahs ha'klal, both according to the Rambam and according to the Ramban. According to the Rambam, kibush ha'aretz was a mitzvah on the klal, and melchemes zayin amimin was a mitzvah on the yachid. And according to the Ramban, it's fakert. Kibush ha'aretz is a mitzvah on the yachid, and melchemes zayin amimin is a mitzvah on the klal. Oh, nice to learn through the sugya like that. Learn through the shittas. Now, with respect to Melchemes Rishus, the example Melchemes Rishus is Melchemes David Lahar Vacha, like it says in Sota. It says in the Gemara in Brachos, of Gimel Amid Beis, that the war was only mutter because Amcha Yisrael Tzrichim Parnasa. This is the only way that they're going to be able to eat. And it was impossible to find another source of sustenance. Elsewhere, Rav Yisraeli Shlita talks, Yisraeli Zatzal, halavai that he should be Shlita, talks about the ethics of such a war. But here we're not talking about the ethics. Here we're talking about what the halacha says. If God says it, then we know it's ethical. But to understand, it's also important to understand why. But that's not our topic here. But we'll see a little bit more in Mitzvah. So there's no other way to get food. So in such a context, it would seem that from the perspective of a mitzvah hayachid, there's no mitzvah. Because legabe yachid hatzarech parnasa, no isser becomes mutter. Certainly not the isurim chamurim. Here we have the problem of sakonis nefashis. And here we have the problem of Chilul Shabbos. And we said in the previous shir, there were allowed to be Mechal Shabbos from Mechemes Rishus. If it was a mitzvah yachid, for Parnasa, we wouldn't allow Chilul Shabbos. So if we're allowing Sakonis Nefash and Chilul Shabbos, so it must be that it's a mitzvah on the klal. Why? Because by yachid, Choser Parnasa is not Pikuach Nefesh. We know that if you live in a country and your person's poor, Chas Shalom, but his neighbors are well, our neighbors have money, so they go to the local Tomchei Shabbos. You knock on a door in any Jewish community. Person's hungry, goes into Tinek, he knocks on the door and he says, I'm really starving, can you give me a piece of chicken? They'll give him a piece of chicken. Or he can mamash live b'tzimtzum. But for a yachid, Choser Parnasa is generally not Pikuach Nefesh. But for a tzibur, there is, because then a person lo aleinu knocks on the door and the other guy doesn't have chicken either. And there are diseases, and there's malnutrition lo aleinu. So what about all the rich people giving out their money? We see segaitnish. So then the aniyim are going to be finished. Similarly, writes the Shulchan Aruch and Shin Chav Tes, Siv Zayin, Yesh Misha Omer, Sheb Zman Azeh, Afil Baal Iskei Mamen Mechalim, Zman Azeh, if the Goyim come, and Shabbos for money matters, not to kill, but they want your money, your Mechal Shabbos. Because, Shim Lo Yenichenu, Yisrael, Lishlov, Lov, Uz Mimono, Yargenu, Vav Uiskei Nefashis, if the Jews don't allow them to come, and take their money, they're going to kill them, and it's Uiskei Nefashis. Mishnah Berurah writes in Siv Katan Tes Zayin, "V'hani milik shebo al rabim, de'vavadei yishlochu sheyamod echad negdam v'lo yotzei l'tem emon v'yargenu, l'chein avgam bo'al skin nefash sevok, shebo al yochid, yaniach likach emonu l'chaz shabbos." If the goyim are coming to the rabim, take their money, that you're allowed to defend yourself. But if they're coming to a yochid, let him take it. The rabbin, they're not going to withstand the test. They're going to fight back. But if it's a yachid, let them take it. Don't be mechal Shabbos. For rabbin, you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos. Therefore, from the perspective of the community, Amcha Yisrael Tzrichim Parnasa is a claim that has pikuach nefesh derabim. And therefore, we have to factor in that through a war, if you're right, the war has danger and people are going to die. But in refraining from war, maybe more people are going to die. And from the perspective of the klal, pikuach nefesh of erabim is docha the pikuach nefesh of yichidim. Similarly to what we find by yachid, that if his life is in danger, we cut off one limb to save the rest of his body, rachmana litzlan. And therefore, this milchama is permitted mitzad the sakanas nefashos, and also mitzad chil Shabbos, because there's a danger to the rabbi. Oh, so then why is it called the milchamas rishus? And now we have a nice hagdara of what the milchama is, but why is it called the milchamas rishus? Because it could very well be that if everybody would try hard, we can refrain from this war. Everybody would work together to get some parnasa together and to pool the money and to help each other out. And maybe there are ways, other ways to find a way to avoid the war. However, if we look at the reality and we see that there's a sakana here for the whole tzibur, and it's not just yechidim, because maybe if you look at the yechidim, you could see, no, this, you know, his matzav doesn't justify war, and his matzav doesn't justify war. But if you look at the klal kulo, and you see their needs, so war becomes necessary. And once war becomes necessary, it's a mitzvah. That's this milchemes rishus. That self called self, there's a communal need, and that makes it and turns it into a mitzvah. So according to this, it would seem that the p'tur of those that are chozem in mimarachim milchama, that it says in milchamas rishus, the one with the new house and the new wife and the new vineyard, so those people who return from the war, even though self kol self, we know milchamas rishus they return, but self kol self, after the necessity was validated by the melech and the Sanhedrin, it turns into a mitzvah. Nevertheless, it's not a mitzvah ha-yachid, it's a mitzvah ha-tzibur. Since it's not a mitzvah that is incumbent upon every yachid, we can pater yechidim from this war. And that's why yechidim go home. And that it says that a molchemes mitzvah, everybody goes out, because this is a war that's incumbent upon every individual. As an individual, in order to engage in the war, everybody needs to get together. But it's really a mitzvah kol yachid when it comes to the mitzvah milchemes rishus. So that's a mitzvah on the community at large. It's not a mitzvah on the yechidim. So that can pater yechidim. When it comes to the mitzvah of Mochemes mitzvah, there everybody individually is chayiv. So now we understand the chiluk between those who are chozem mirochem milchama. Why are those, if both end up being a mitzvah, so why are those who are chozem mirochem milchama, why are they chozer, certain people the Torah delineates, if it's a Mochemes mitzvah, not a Mochemes rishus? Even a Mochemes rishus is a mitzvah. The answer is because it's not a mitzvah on every yachid, it's only a mitzvah on the tzibur, so that would explain why the yechidim can go home. Masha ain kain. A Mochemes mitzvah, which is a mitzvah on every yachid, there's no heter to go home in those instances where the Torah says they're chozem mirochem milchama. So So Mochemes Rishus is called a Mochemes Rishus because it's not a Mochemes Mitzvah on every individual. Only when you take the whole community together, it turns into a mitzvah. But originally, on the Yechidim, not a mitzvah on the Yechidim. Once they have to wage a war, now they're involved in a mitzvah. And there's even a way to get out of it, since it's not a mitzvah on the Yechidim. If in certain instances they can leave, can return home. But since there's no mitzvah on the Yechidim, they're allowed to return. But Olchem is mitzvah. There, it's a mitzvah on every Yachid. So now we understand the chilek between Mochemes Mitzvah and Mochemes Rishus, like Abay Choz and Meruchei HaMulchama. Now, with respect to the chiyuv that's incumbent upon every individual to endanger himself, to save others who have a sakan of adois, so the Menfaschinach and Reish Lamed Zayin, Tziv Katan Beis discusses this famously. The Yerushalmi, it says that he has to endanger himself a yachid to save others, since the other one is Vadai and he's only a Suffolk, so one has to be Machin himself to Suffolk Sakana to save somebody else in a Vadai Sakana. And the Menchas Chinuch says that the Poskim don't bring this halacha that he has to endanger himself for another. And it could be that la halacha, he's not chayiv, even a suffix sakana to be machnis himself. So based on this, we could possibly explain the Gemara and Sota that we mentioned in the previous year. This preemptive strike, the Mu'utei Akum de Lalesi Alayu. It was seen from Rashi that he holds that this means even if the sakana is very concrete, and even if the sakana is very concrete, one is not obligated to endanger himself for others, like we said. That not like the Yerushalmi, that we hold, the Bavli will hold, that a Yachid is not chayv to endanger himself to save others. How do you see this from Rashi? Because Rashi says in Sanhedrin that what's the definition of a Mochemes Mitzvah? Only Yehoshua. Kol Mochama Karla Rishus Levad Mulchemes Yehoshua Shahisa Lichbosh is Eretz Yisrael. But if the Goyim are coming to attack, then there's no mitzvah for a Yachid to endanger himself. But that's only Betor Mitzvah HaYachid. Medin Lo Samar Al Dam Reyecha. But as far as the Mitzvah HaTzibur, so certainly a Sakana of the Tzibur is no less than Amcha Yisrael Tzrichim Parnasa. That a few people should endanger themselves to save the nation. So just like they're allowed to do that for their physical sustenance, because physical sustenance is their life. For the tzibur, it's a matter of life and death. So certainly if the goyim are going to attack. So there's no mitzvah yachid for a preemptive strike, l'mute akum du lalesi alayu, but there's a mitzvah tzibur. And nevertheless, the person's chosen, Meruchem Melcham, in the various instances, because only a mitzvah, Melcham, that's a mitzvah on every yachid, only then, HaKol Yotzim, and you don't go back. You don't return home. But here, there's a mitzvah at Tzibur. When it's the Melut Yachim Blessed Elai, the Rashi would agree. It's a Melchemes Rishus. But a Melchemes Rishus turns into a mitzvah. But it's called a Rishus, because it's less than a Melchemes Mitzvah, because it's not incumbent upon every yachid. But it's still a mitzvah at Tzibur. And that explains why you're not chosen Meruchei HaMulchama and these Mulchemes Yachid, but it's still a mitzvah. So, the din of Mulchemes Mitzvah HaKol Yotzim that everybody goes out to a Mechemes Mitzvah is only if it's a Mitzvah Sayachit. But if it's a Mitzvah Satzibur, then not everybody goes out. The Kol Yotzin, it says Afilu Chasen Mechedro V'Kala Mechupasa. The Mishnah says in Sotan and Dalet on the base, the Medvar Mamurim, that some go home from the war, some don't even go out in the first place. That's only Mechamos Rishus. Ava Mechamos Mitzvah Hakol Yotzin Afilu Chasen Mechedro V'Kala Mechupasa. And Rabbi Yehuda says, "V'medvar mamurim, and mechemes mitzvah. Aval b'mechemes chova. When do you say not everyone goes out? Mechemes mitzvah, but on mechemes chova, there are filu chasin mechedru v'chala mekala mechupasa. The Gemara explains." Rabbi Yochanan says that a rishus, according to the Rabbanim, what the rabbis call rishus, Rabbi Yehuda calls a mitzvah. And what the rabbis call a mitzvah, Rabbi Yehuda calls a chova. And Rabbi explains that a mechamis Yoshua to capture Eretz Israel, everybody holds a chova, everybody goes out. Mechamis David l'ravach, everybody holds a rishus, and not everybody goes out. And the argument is, l'mute av l'ovde korok yo'akum d'lolei si alayu, that the goyim shouldn't come upon us. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a mitzvah. And according to the Tanakhama, it's a rishus. So not everybody goes out in these wars. According to everybody. And the Rabbi Yehuda calls it Tanakhama. Calls it a rishus. And Rabbi Yehuda calls it a mitzvah. And the nafkamina is midin osik b'mitzvah patrimon mitzvah. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Mudiakim Lesilai is a mitzvah, and therefore there is a din of Osik Mitzvah Patim and a mitzvah. And according to the Rabbanan, it's only a Rishus, and there's no din of Osik Mitzvah Patim and a mitzvah. But again, the din of Mechemes Mitzvah Kol Yotzim is after if it's a mitzvah yachid, not a mitzvah tzibur. And therefore, the mitzvah Mechemes Yoshua, which is lichbosh, everybody holds that it's a mitzvah, you're not chosen Merochel Mechemah. Because Mechemes Yoshua is a mitzvah called Yachid V'Yachid. According to the Ramban, you know why Rambam, you know why Melchemes Yoshua is a mitzvah called Yachid V'Yachid? Mitzad Melchemes Zayin Amimin, which is a mitzvah Hayachid. Like we said before. According to the Ramban, Mitzad Kibush Eretz Yisrael, which is a mitzvah called Yachid. And therefore everybody holds that you go out in the Melchama to against the Zayin Amim to capture Eretz Yisrael. But Mechemes David, which is only a mitzvah tzibur, there the Kulei Alma Yorchos and Meorchei Mechama. But a war, a preemptive strike, you're right, it's a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. There's a nafkamina, is it called a mitzvah or a rishus, and is there a din of Osek mitzvah patur and a mitzvah? According to Rabbi Yehuda, there is, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's not. But this, according to the Bavli, not according to the Yerushalmi, but according to the Bavli, is only a mitzvah tzibur. Right? Like we saw Rashi. Rashi says that the only Mechemes mitzvah is Yehoshua, the capture. But this preemptive strike is not called a Mechemes Mitzvah. Why? Because we define Mechemes Mitzvah Mitzvah in the Yachid. There's only Mitzvah in the Tzibur. And this is like Mechemes Beis David LaHarvacha. And you are Chozim Erochel Mechemes. It's not, that's not an Afkamina. We asked in the previous shir, why doesn't the Gemara say an Afkamina between Rehud and the Rabbanan? That according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that it's a Mechemes Mitzvah, this preemptive strike is Mechemes Mitzvah. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you are not Chozem Erochem Mocham. According to the Rabbanan, that's a rishus. You are Chozem Erochem Mocham. The answer is they both hold that you're Chozem Erochem Mocham because it's only a mitzvah on the tzibur. And therefore the Gemara says, the only nafkamina is Osek mitzvah, patam and mitzvah. And also they both would agree with the king. that a king needs the Sanhedrin. Why? Because it's not a mitzvah on every yachad, it's only a mitzvah on the tzibur. When can a king work without a Sanhedrin if it's called a milchemes mitzvah? If it's a mitzvah on every yachad. And they argue about the din of Osek mitzvah, Patri mena mitzvah, that the Rebbe Yehuda holds that there is a din of Osek mitzvah, the Baruch holds there's not. What's the Yisod, the Sharash of their machlokas? So it seems they're arguing on the question of whether this din of Osek mitzvah was said if you're Osek in a mitzvah, Hamutelas al hayachid, personally, only then you're Patri from another mitzvah, or even if you're Osek in mitzvah at Sibur. That personally, you don't have a mitzvah. And the other mitzvah is a personal mitzvah. So if I have my own personal mitzvah, then we say, I'll say, mitzvah, patur mina mitzvah. But let's say I'm doing a communal mitzvah and then I have a personal mitzvah coming along. So now Rabbi Yehuda says, Osek b'mitzvah, patur mina mitzvah. Now you're Osek b'mitzvah. And the Rabbanan agree that you're Osek b'mitzvah, but since you're only Osek in a communal mitzvah, that doesn't patur you from a personal mitzvah. And now it's gevaldik, the Lashon of the Gemara. We asked in the previous year. The Gemara says, Mar karla mitzvah, the Rabbi Yehuda calls it a mitzvah. And the Rabbanan call it a rishus. What do you mean he calls it? This is be'etzim mitzvah, be'etzim rishus. That should be the argument. No! L'kulei alma it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah on the klal. The only thing is, he calls it, Rabbi Yehuda calls it a mitzvah because we say, I'll say a mitzvah, patur mina mitzvah. Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbanan call it a rishus. Because we don't say, I'll say a mitzvah, patur mina mitzvah. Everybody holds a mitzvah. And now we can also understand Rashi and Sanhedrin. Rashi says that the only Melchemes Mitzvah is Melchemes Yoshua to be Kovesh Eretz Yisrael, because Rashi holds like the Ramban that the Mitzvah of Kibush Eretz Yisrael is a Mitzvah Mutelas HaKol Yachid, and therefore that's the only Mitzvah that's defined, the only Melchemes that's defined as a Melchemes Mitzvah. And Rashi doesn't bring that saving from Akum is a Melchemes Mitzvah, because we see from the Sugi and Sota and Mamdalid that this is a Mutal Al Tzibur. It's not in the Prat, and therefore it's not defined as a Melchemes Mitzvah. And we saw the Rambam in the Yad added something. The Rambam in his Perash Mishnayos said that a Melchemes Mitzvah is a Melchemes Amalek and Shiva Samamin Bilvad, because he holds that those are mitzvahs on Butelus Al Yachid. The Shiva Amamin, to destroy the seven nations, that's the Mitzvah on the Yachid, and then Melchemes Amalek. That's in the Perash Mishnayos. But in the Yad, he adds Ezes Yisrael Miyad Atzer Sheba Aleihem. What's the Pshat? That this is talking about where the Goyim already came. If the Goyim already came, if it's a Tzitzama preemptive strike, and you know that they're going to come, they're planning it out. So that's not a Mitzvah Mutel Asel Yachid. But if they already came, then it's a sakan of adais, and you have to save your friend. This is a mitzvah akol yachid v'yachid, and therefore, if they already came upon you, and you have to save your friends, so that's a mitzvah muteles al kol yachid, and therefore everybody goes out according to the Rambam, as is Yisrael miyatzar, and the melech is motzi shelo b'shus Sanhedrin because it's a melchemes mitzvah, and this is based on the Yerushalmi, as is brought down by the Lechem Mishnah. But the Yerushalmi makes this chiluk between Melchemes Hagana and Melchemes Mana, between a preemptive strike and a defensive war. Defensive, when they already came upon you, the Rambam holds is a milchemes mitzvah. They already came on you, and every yachid has to endanger himself to save everybody else. It's a mitzvah yachid. If they haven't yet come upon you, and you know they're just in the planning stages, so there, that's not a mitzvah yachid. Mitzvah on the yachid is l'samad al dam reyecha. That's when his friend is already in sakana. But before his friend comes into a matzav of sakana, then there's no lo samud al dam reyecha, and memela, it's not a mitzvah on the yachid, it's called a melchemes rishus. But when there's already mamash is sakana mamashit, the goyim already coming upon us, there the Rambam holds, based on the Yerushalmi, that Ezes Yisrael miyad atzar is also included in the category of melchemes mitzvah, because it's a mitzvah I'll call yachid v'yachid, so ayin in the lechem mishnah. And in the Yerushalmi, and in Mirtz Hashem, we have more to talk about, Belin Eder, but we finished these two shiurim, this series, short series of two shiurim, in the Mahalacha Rav Hashal Yisraeli in the Sugya, Pele Plos, you see great Gaonis, and how we really work through the Sugyas and work through the Shitas and put everything together. So it's a pleasure to learn with you, sweetest friends. We should all be Zoche. Lomo de Lamed Lishma, Velas, Lakanus, Kaldivri, Samatarasa, the Ahavo. Amen, we amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.